Coming up, the Angels throw away a shot at a win and the White Sox knock off the Astros. This is Locked On Now MLB.
The biggest games, the best performances, expert analysis. You are Locked On Now.
Welcome in. You're listening to Locked On Now MLB, local experts weighing in on the biggest stories in baseball. I'm your host, Kainani Stevens. Thank you for making Locked On Now your first listen every single weekday. Got our MLB hosts here to recap all of the action for you from yesterday. We start out with the Mariners beating the Angels in a wild final inning as we begin our look around the league.
Let's go around the league.
The Mariners won in the ninth inning against the Angels thanks to some sloppy fielding that Seattle took advantage of for four runs in that inning. Locked On Mariners is happy to be back in the win column, while Locked On Angels continues to watch this team let games slip away.
So another great outing from Luis Castillo, some heroics from Sam Haggerty and the crew, and some truly awful defense from the Angels. The Mariners get back in the win column on Monday night. This is Tyding Gonzalez, host of the Locked On Mariners podcast here. The Mariners get four runs in the top of the ninth to beat the Angels by a score of 6-2 to open up their three-game set down in Anaheim. And while this is a Mariner-centric video, and we are a Mariner-centric podcast after all, I just want to talk about the Angels. So I'm going to do that. I felt that tonight's game perfectly encapsulated just who the Angels are and who the Angels have been for the last seven or so years. They had a lot of things go well for them tonight, really, if we're being honest. I mean, they were gifted a home run by Julio Rodriguez and Mitch Haniger miscommunicating. And then Shohei Ohtani was dominant. Shohei Ohtani, one of the two, count them, two once-in-a-lifetime talents on the Angels roster, had a great night on the bump. Not in the batter's box because he still can't hit Mariners pitching to save his life, but on the bump he was great tonight. Gave up just two runs, left this game tied at two apiece. He gave his team a chance to win. But in the top of the ninth, the Angels defense fell apart. The Mariners scored three runs on three balls that did not leave the infield to take and extend their lead, and what can only be classified as a big oopsie by the Angels defense. And after all of that, for yet another night, Shohei Ohtani's efforts are all for naught. Shohei Ohtani is not rewarded for being a superstar player because the Angels are a dysfunctional franchise. This is a dysfunctional Major League roster. This is a dysfunctional Major League organization from top to bottom. And it just continues and continues to prove itself as so. Unfortunately, we're not going to have a chance to further drag the Angels on tomorrow's episode of Locked On Mariners. However, we did get Jordan Schusterman of Cespedes Family BBQ and Fox Sports MLB to talk some Mariners with us. So be sure to check that out in the morning on Locked On Mariners on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. We'll see you then. Peace.
Well, if you want to get an idea of what it's like to root for the Angels in 2022, just watch the highlights from Monday's game against the Mariners. But just watch the highlights from the ninth inning. Hey, everybody, it's Mike Frisch, one half of Locked On Angels. And Monday night's game against the Mariners was actually a really great game. Shohei Ohtani was on the mound. He went six innings. He struck out eight. Luis Castillo was on the mound for the Mariners, and he went six innings, and he looked incredible, struck out nine. And it was a 2-2 ball game until the ninth inning, and then the Angels just completely fell apart. Two errors. They didn't have somebody covering home plate, and the Mariners ended up scoring four consecutive runs, and they won the game 6-2. It's been a tough season in Anaheim, and this game is a great example of why it's been so tough. And it wasn't just on the players, but it was also on the manager, Phil Nevin. He doesn't bunt runners over. He doesn't pinch hit for somebody, and then this person that he doesn't pinch hit for, Steven Duggar, watches a fastball go down the middle of the plate with runners on and the potential to win the game. It's a mess. And we can't wait for this season to end and start fresh next season. We're going to talk all about it on Locked On Angels, and we hope that you'll join us.
Madison Bumgarner started off strong against his old team, but slowly started to struggle as the game against the Giants went on. Locked On Diamondbacks tells you more about the loss, while Locked On Giants hopes a fourth straight win can keep San Francisco alive in the playoff hunt for a little bit longer.
Mad Bum struggles in his return to the Bay as the D-back dropped the first game of the series to the Giants. Miller Thomas of Locked On Diamondbacks here. Mad Bum was pretty good in the first three innings of tonight's ball game, but then everything fell apart in the fourth inning with a two-run shot given up to Evan Longoria, who can still do it late in his career. Then Mad Bum proceeds to give up runs, not just in that fourth inning, but in the fifth and sixth inning as well. Gives up six earned runs in total. That's all she wrote for Mad Bum. The offense didn't show up either for the D-backs, so not good starting pitching. And then you only get one run courtesy of a Christian Walker solo shot. He absolutely crushed it. D-backs didn't show up in game one of the series, but they've been pretty good against the Giants overall in the season, so maybe they could pick it up in game two tomorrow.
Very nice win for the Giants tonight. They've won four straight and seven out of nine, and they're just 5.5 back now in the wild card race. Ben Caspick with the Locked On Giants podcast. Giants needed to get hot, and they've been hot. And the thing is, they need to stay hot. And the season, there's like 46 games left in the season, and they're just going to have to continue to play well here. But so far, starting with that little two-game sweep of Oakland about a week ago, they've done well. 7 out of 9 and 4 in a row now, and they've got some good things going on. Alex Cobb pitched great tonight. The starting rotation has been a real strength. Every time you can flip around Carlos Rodon and Logan Webb, and then the rest of the guys have been solid as well, especially lately. And how about Joey Bart? He had a good night tonight, 3 hits. He's just been a different guy since getting called back up in early July. Evan Longoria also homered tonight. So good things going on for the Giants right now. Still work to do, but a nice start if they're going to make a run at this thing. So we'll break it down on Locked On Giants, where it's your team every day.
The Cubs had a lead against the Nationals early, but let Washington come back and take the win away. Locked On Cubs says it's those kinds of losses that hurt the team most in this rebuilding season.
This is the type of loss that has plagued the Cubs all season, and it's why their record really doesn't match the guys they put on the field. Not that it should be that much better, but it should be better. You have Marcus Stroman, your best pitcher on the mound against a very bad Nationals team. You're up 3-0. That should be booked, signed, sealed, delivered a win, and some shaky defense, not being able to pitch around it, not missing enough bats, not enough clutch hitting, and you find a way to lose a ball game that you should never lose. Marcus Stroman should not be getting beat twice by the Nationals. That's what has happened the last week. It wasn't totally his fault, like I mentioned, but just these are the type of games that just leave you wanting more. Cubs lose 5-4 to the Nationals. Ian Happ hit 2 home runs. That was the positive, but just a bad loss. Too many of them.
Coming up, the Blue Jays can't stop Ryan Mountcastle and the White Sox stay hot against Houston. This is Locked On Now MLB. Today's edition of Locked On Now is brought to you by Built Bar, the best tasting protein bars in the market. They're all made with 100% real chocolate, and they come in a dozens of different flavors. Their latest flavor, Cookie Dough Chunk Puffs, comes with that protein-infused marshmallow and has little bits of cookie dough in there as well. If you head over to Built.com, you can use our promo code LOCKED15. Gets you 15% off your order. So you just put in that promo code LOCKED15. Gets you 15% off of your order at Built.com. Welcome back to Locked On Now MLB. I'm Kainani Stevens. Thank you for making Locked On Now your first listen every single weekday. Johnny Cueto beat the best team in the AL in last night's best performance.
The best performance.
Hold up.
Cueto kept the Astros quiet after the first inning, and the White Sox beat the Astros with a 4-run 8th on Monday night. Locked On White Sox says it's one of the best performances of the season from a team fighting to get into the playoffs.
Talk about edge of your seat entertainment. Chicago White Sox beat the Houston Astros 4-2 Monday night. Houston scored early. White Sox scored late. Johnny Cueto was brilliant for the White Sox. Another quality start. He went 8 strong. White Sox got their offense in the 8th inning. It was an unbelievable rally. Perhaps the inning of the year. Excellent game for the White Sox. Much needed. And it sets the stage for a showdown Tuesday night. Dylan Cease against Justin Verlander on the South Side.
Ryan Mountcastle has crushed the Toronto Blue Jays in his career with the Orioles, and he continued to do so in a Baltimore win on Monday. Locked On Orioles goes over another big day for him against Toronto, which has Baltimore closer to a wild card spot.
Well, Orioles fans, rightfully so, are worried about catching the Tampa Bay Rays right now. They are sitting in the third wild card spot. Maybe we should be focused on catching the Toronto Blue Jays, because the Orioles seem to have their number. O's win it 7-3 on Monday night in Toronto. Another win over the Blue Jays. And in this one, they got some early offense. The bullpen locked it down. But you got to just shout out Ryan Mountcastle once again. This guy dominates the Blue Jays. 32 career games against Toronto. 14 home runs after his two-run shot on Monday night. His next highest total against an opponent, 8 home runs against the Red Sox. He's homered in almost every other game he's played in against the Blue Jays. He's got an 1160 career OPS against Toronto. They don't want to see that guy. He gives them nightmares, and the Orioles beat the Blue Jays in game one of a huge series north of the border. And I'll recap it all coming up on Tuesday's episode of the Locked On Orioles podcast.
The Cleveland Guardians remain in first place, but they have two teams chasing them down in the AL Central. Our Locked On Guardians host was less than happy with just one win in a doubleheader against Detroit on Monday. He tells us everything we need to know from the win and then the loss versus the Tigers.
Guardians split the doubleheader, and it's a frustrating split, right? So you get that first game, Aaron Savale's best start of the year. Andres Jimenez goes yard in each of the doubleheaders, and the Tigers are, you know, a dumpster fire right now in terms of maybe what the worst offensive production in how long. We're talking about a team that is historically bad offensively, and they put up a 7 spot. I got issues with the way the bullpen was deployed in this one. You can definitely check out Locked On Guardians to hear me explain what's going on with Eli Morgan, that there's some very clear data that I get into. Also, having Chago too is just asking for trouble. Guardians are still in first, no matter what happens, and they'll continue this fight for the playoffs. If you want more on your Cleveland Guardians, again, check out Locked On Guardians. I'm going deep. All things Cleveland Guardians. First place Cleveland Guardians.
The Phillies did just enough right on Monday to beat the Reds, but even our Locked On Phillies host admits it was far from a perfect day for Philadelphia. He and Locked On Reds share their thoughts after the series opener.
Well, it certainly wasn't the cleanest win in baseball history. Connor Thomas, your host of Locked On Phillies. The Phils take down the Cincinnati Reds 4-3. Now, the Phillies left 11 runners on base in this one. Noah Syndergaard had rough innings, and then he had innings where he was really efficient. It was kind of one of those weird games where the Phillies never really put a lesser opponent away. But, hey, the job gets done. Sir Anthony Dominguez with a great save. He's just been locked down in the late innings for the Phillies. And Edmundo Sosa, stop me if you had Edmundo Sosa carrying the Phillies to a victory, but he had two big at bats for the Phillies in this one. Some great defensive plays, led the team in RBIs today, led the team defensively today with some of the best plays out there. And hey, you'll take the win. And Kyle Gibson goes tomorrow. Phillies should have a chance to win the series. Well, they do have a chance to win the series, and they should take advantage against a Reds team that, frankly, isn't on their same level. So a good win, and the Phillies offense scores 4 times, back on track.
Another poor performance by a Reds starting pitcher that the bullpen tried to salvage, but this time the lineup just didn't back them up. Hey, this is Jeff Carr from the Locked On Reds podcast. And Monday's game one against the Phillies of this 3-game set did not turn out how the Reds hoped it would, as they fall 4-3 to the Phillies in this one. Couple of great performances out of the pen. Ian Jabeau, even though he loaded the bases himself, he also struck out the side. He had 2 perfect innings by Luis Sessa. And Hunter Strickland comes in the 9th inning and pitches a clean inning? He only allowed 1 base runner. He struck out Nick Castellanos. He had a couple of strikeouts in that inning, too. I don't know. Maybe that's the best we're going to see from Hunter Strickland the rest of the year, but he certainly bought himself some favor in the headspace of David Bell and probably nobody else. But still, the bullpen looked good. The lineup, not so great. Jake Fraley had a nice home run. Michael Papirski with a couple of RBIs, but Joey Votto saw as many pitches as he had at bats. He had 4 at bats. He saw 4 pitches. Didn't do anything with them. Weird night at the plate for Joseph Daniel. Weird night at the plate for most of the Reds, as it just seemed like they were being overmatched by Noah Syndergaard. I don't know if this is suddenly 6 years ago or what, but whatever. I just did not like the way that the Reds hit tonight. And overall, it led to them losing the game. We'll talk about this and more on tomorrow's Locked On Reds podcast as we get you ready for start number two of the TJ Zoik era.
That's all for today on Locked On Now MLB. Thank you for making Locked On Now your first listen every single weekday. Make sure to go check out Locked On MLB and your team's Locked On podcast. I'm Kanani Stevens. This has been Locked On Now.